This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Glancing at my handy-dandy economic calendar, I see we'll get an update on that economic growth figure I mentioned setting up Austin Goolsbee. Tomorrow, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is going to be out with its first revision of third-quarter gross domestic product. And among the line items in that thing getting special attention will be data on corporate profits. During the pandemic, those profits took off, and by the middle of last year, they were running almost half again above their peak from the before times. Since then, though, the corporate profit trajectory has been going the other way. So we asked Marketplace's Justin Ho what that might be telling us about the broader economy.
One reason why corporate profits are down compared to last year is because labor costs are up, says George Perks, macro strategist at Bespoke Investment Group.
That's a combination of wage growth and tight labor markets, really dating back all the way to 2019.
But Perks says the big reason corporate profits are down is because consumer demand is tapering. People aren't getting any more money from pandemic relief programs. They've also burnt through a lot of their savings.
I mean, there's a wide range of different explanations for this, but consumers are much, much less interested in spending at the pace they did earlier in the expansion.
Rising interest rates play a role, too. Bill English is a finance professor at Yale and a former staff member at the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors. He says the central bank's rate hikes haven't only slowed household spending, they've also raised borrowing costs for corporations.
And as a result of their higher interest costs and lower profits, firms are likely to retrench some, so they'll pull back a bit.
And that, English says, is exactly what the Federal Reserve is trying to encourage.
The Fed wants to slow spending, and lower corporate profits will discourage firms from investing as much and expanding their activities as much.
We're already starting to see that play out in certain parts of the economy. Shannon Siri Grine, an economist at Wells Fargo, says the manufacturing and wholesale industries have cut back on equipment, inventory, and other capital expenditures because
your manufacturing and wholesale industries have seen some of the most significant declines in profits, which I think is consistent with what we've seen in the broader economy as well in those sectors.
But even though profits are moderating, they're still higher than they were before the pandemic. After all, plenty of people are still going out and spending. As a result, Grine says corporations generally haven't started cutting back on their biggest expense, labor.
It's sort of like the chicken and the egg, right? Do you have to see the slowdown in demand first, or do you have to see firms starting to lay off their workers?
Grine says if hiring slows down, so will consumer spending, and then so will profits. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.